From KUNC, this is Colorado Edition. I'm Erin O'Toole.
And I'm Henry Zimmerman. As of this morning, there is one less presidential candidate from Colorado running in the 2020 race. Former Governor John Hickenlooper ended his bid for the Democratic nomination in a three-minute video that came out late this morning.
Sitting on the steps of a porch with an American flag in the background, Hickenlooper reiterated some of the reasons why he got into the race. He thanked his family and donors, and at the end, left the door open for his political future.
I've heard from so many Coloradans who want me to run for the United States Senate. They remind me how much is at stake for our country and our state. I intend to give that some serious thought.
With more on today's news and why Hickenlooper failed to gain momentum, we're joined by KUNC's Matt Bloom, who back in March reported on his entry to the race. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Back then, the big question was kind of whether Hickenlooper would stay true to who he is, a former brewpub owner and geologist with kind of an unscripted approach to politics.
Right. I mean, this is the guy who won elections for Denver mayor and governor with these goofy political ads that were meant to make him seem more relatable. I talked to Seth Maskett about this. He's the director of the Center on American Politics at the University of Denver.
You know, his kind of quirky approach to politics, which has served him pretty well within Colorado, just seemed very out of place on the national stage. He didn't look or sound like most of the people on the stage, and not necessarily in a way that advantaged him there. He seemed kind of out of his role.
So the answer to this question that a lot of people had back in March was that, yes, he did stay true to his style. And as we now know, it did not work out in his favor.
As he stated in his video, his political career may not be totally over. A lot of people have been urging him to run against Republican Senator Cory Gardner, and some have said he kind of should have been doing this from the first place, the Senate race thing.
Well, there's still a lot of hope from Democrats that he'll make a run for the Senate. There are recent polls that have given him a huge advantage over Cory Gardner. They say that he could potentially win by double digits, which is way higher than he ever polled for president. I asked Maskett about this too.
I mean, the main thing he has is enormous name recognition. He's just been a household name within Colorado for, you know, well over a decade. He's a known quantity. He's proven he can win statewide, even in 2010 and 2014, which were not very good years for Democrats in the state. He managed to win quite comfortably. And he'd probably be, you know, in a much stronger position in 2020.
Hickenlooper isn't the only politician from Colorado running for president. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is still in the race. And in an emailed statement today, he thanked Hickenlooper for his contributions to the 2020 race. How does Hickenlooper dropping out affect Bennett's chances?
Even though Bennett entered a lot later than Hickenlooper did, his debate performances have gained a lot more attention. The two were some of the more moderate voices among the other candidates. And now that Hickenlooper's out, Maskett says Bennett could benefit from that.
The people who have been backing Hickenlooper, I think, have shared his concern about the leftward drift of the party and have wanted to sort of push back against what they see as progressivism or socialism, and want to back, you know, someone who seems more moderate, maybe seems like, they have a better shot at getting elected. My impression is that, you know, Bennett can capture that as well.
That being said, there are only a few more weeks to qualify for the next Democratic debates in September, and Bennett still has not met the polling or the donor threshold for that.
All right, Matt, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
And speaking of the donor threshold, we had one other question now that Hickenlooper isn't in the race for president. What happens to all that money that he raised but didn't spend? KUNC's Michael DeJoanna has been looking into that very question, and he joins us now with what he's found out about that. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Erin.
So there is a lot of money. We're talking a lot, hundreds of millions of dollars
right,
flowing into campaign accounts for all of the presidential hopefuls. That includes the incumbent.
Right, that's right. President Donald Trump, as you referenced, has raised $124 million for his 2020 reelection bid. Democrat Bernie Sanders has raised $46 million, and Elizabeth Warren, $35 million. Those are big bucks.
Indeed. And so what about John Hickenlooper? How is he doing with fundraising?
Well, he brought in a little over $3 million, so not as much, but a big chunk of that money has already been spent. The latest information available from the FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, which tracks candidate funds, says he still has about $836,000 on hand.
What happens to that money? Will it be refunded to donors?
You know, Aaron, that's a question for his campaign, and I've reached out to them, but I haven't heard back yet. Meanwhile, here's what the campaign could do. It could issue some refunds, or money could go to pay out any outstanding bills. And there's another option. As Hickenlooper said today, he's seriously considering a Senate run. I reached out to Michael Beckel. He's with the D.C. nonprofit campaign finance watchdog group Issue One. And I asked him if Hickenlooper could roll his money into a Senate campaign.
Broadly speaking, any money that Hickenlooper raised for his presidential campaign, he could use for a Senate bid should he go down that road.
Interesting, especially since the Democratic field in the Senate race is just about as crowded as the push to replace President Trump.
Yes, according to the FEC, there's already 16 Democrats hoping to challenge Republican Cory Gardner next year.
Republicans obviously are trying to protect their embattled incumbents and maintain their majority in the U.S. Senate. So the Colorado Senate race is likely going to be one of the most contentious in the country.
So Gardner has already raised $6.6 million. Roughly the same amount is spread among all the Democratic contenders, with Michael Johnston, who ran for governor in 2018, with the most. He's got $3.3 million.
Now, we heard earlier from KUNC reporter Matt Bloom that Hickenlooper would be a strong candidate if he joined the race. And you're saying he would have a good start financially with a run if he was able to roll his presidential campaign money into the election?
Possibly. Also consider what I reported last week. Despite Hickenlooper's low poll numbers, he was attracting a lot more super PAC money in the presidential race than most Democrats.
Those are the political action committees that can accept unlimited amounts of money.
Exactly. And their donors tend to be rich and can transform a political race. There's one called Share Purpose PAC, and it's raised $575,000 from a short list that includes Walmart heir Christy Walton and three executives at Colorado's Liberty Media. None of those funds have been spent, and if the donors want, they could get refunds, give to another presidential candidate.
Or maybe use it to back Hickenlooper's run for Senate.
Exactly. If he makes that decision, and that seems to be the money he'd need to hit the ground running. I should say I reached out to Shared Purpose, but I haven't heard back yet.
Michael DeJoanna is an investigative reporter for KUNC. He's been looking into what happens with the money former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper raised for his 2020 presidential bid that he ended today.
We reached out to the state Democratic Party for a reaction to Hickenlooper leaving the door open for a possible Senate run, and we received a statement from their communications advisor, Alyssa Roberts. It said, quote, "Our Democratic nominee will be in a strong position to beat Cory Gardner, who's made himself the most vulnerable Republican in the nation by voting with Trump and wealthy special interests over Coloradans' health care, environment, and economic security."
I'm Erin O'Toole.
And I'm Henry Zimmerman.